For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Messini. My guest today is Wendy Levy, Executive Director of the Alliance for Media Arts and Culture, a nonprofit organization which facilitates collaboration, strategic growth, innovation, and cultural impact for the media arts field. They've just received a SAGA grant from Spokane Arts for their Monday Movies series at the Magic Lantern Theater here in Spokane. Wendy, thanks so much for joining me.
You're so welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So before we dive into your SAGA award, give us a brief introduction to the Alliance and tell us how this national nonprofit ended up here in Spokane.
Oh, sure. The Alliance for Media Arts and Culture was born about 40 years ago. We'll be 40 next year. A bunch of community-based media arts organizations got together because they wanted to have a united voice. And they wanted to make sure that young people and any people in communities who had a story to tell, that their voices could rise up along with those voices that were already had access to mainstream media. And so they were based in San Francisco for nearly all of that time. And the work has evolved over the years. When I took over as executive director about 5 years ago, we did a little bit of a pivot. So whereas we used to be known as the National Alliance for Media Arts and Culture, we dropped the national. We became internationally focused. We now have thousands of members in 25 states and 7 countries. And our mission evolved to what you mentioned earlier about facilitating innovation and collaboration, which is actually really, it's like, don't do business as usual, people. Mm. It's let's look at the new technology emerging and figure out how to open the access to all people and to really make sure that artists are embedded in some of the most important conversations around the world. And how did we end up here?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I think I could say that the Alliance ended up in Spokane for love, because my partner, Cheryl Trom, who's a local realtor here, was living in the Bay Area where we met, and she was ready to move back home because she's from Spokane. And she brought me up to Spokane on a beautiful fall weekend. We stayed at the Davenport. We walked along the Centennial Trail. We went to a craft show. We went to a beautiful little Trattoria Italia, you know, restaurant owned by women. And I was just like, I can live here. And I went to ask my board of directors if it was okay to relocate. And very soon after that, we became a Washington State nonprofit.
My guest is Wendy Levy, Executive Director of the Alliance for Media, Arts, and Culture, which is one of the recent awardees of a SAGA grant from Spokane Arts for their Monday Movie documentary film screening series at the Magic Lantern Theater. So how does that film screening series fit into this interconnected arts organization?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because even though we are this expansive, you know, visioning organization that works internationally, the fact is we live here now. Mm-hmm. You know, not just me, but this organization is now based here in Spokane, and we take that very seriously. And I wanted to make sure that we were able to, as quickly as we could, really become part of the fabric of the creative culture here. And one thing I noticed as I was doing my research about Spokane and who was already doing work is that there wasn't a strong documentary culture. And by that I mean a lot of documentary filmmakers, a lot of discussions around documentary, because for us, a lot of our member organizations, the way young people and community folks get their first training is in telling true stories, whether it's stories of their own lived experience or learning from those true stories around the world. And so I thought, how can we add to the wonderful work that all of the arts organizations are doing here? And I was like, we're going to show some films, and we're going to have some conversations after that. And we're going to hopefully build what we would love to see eventually is a new film festival here that focuses on documentary. But I thought, let's go slowly. Let's do a series. And I knew there were a lot of films that if they don't make it onto Netflix or Amazon, it's very, very, very hard to see them. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, the Magic Lantern is such a great institution and such wonderful people work there. And they pretty much said, Wendy, what do you want to do? Let's work together.
This is a film series that's been going for a couple of years. So what is the Saga grant going to allow you to do differently or expand or, how's it going to change the Monday movies series?
It's a small but significant addition that I think could actually change everything. By having some funding to fly someone here and put them up, we can't get every filmmaker, but we can, for each screening, we can get an important voice from the film itself. So rather than hearing about the film from a kind of film expert or just having a community conversation afterwards, is we get to really bring the conversation to a whole new level.
So this grant is for your 2020 season. And so what sorts of films are you hoping to feature?
We have selected a group of films that are really all about uncovering life experiences that may be different from our own, but at the same time, highlight some issues and people that are living right here among us. And so we align them each month. So in January, it's Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So we decided to bring a wonderful Sundance film from just a couple of years ago called Dreamcatcher by Kim Longinato, and it's a portrait of Brenda Myers Powell, who is a former prostitute and now runs a nonprofit organization, and her life experience, her true life experience. We're hoping for February, which is Black History Month. A friend of mine named Jackie Olive has an incredible film that's called Always in Season, and this is about lynching in America through the stories of people here now whose relatives were lynched. And it is a powerful and unique story that will be on public television also that month, and we're hoping to get a sneak preview for Spokane audiences here. So fingers crossed about that. We also have a film by Barbara Koppel called Miss Sharon Jones, because who knew March was Women's History Month and Music Appreciation Month. So we have a film about a great woman. One thing I did want to mention about the films is we do have a special event that's off the Monday movie track. We started it last year because we felt that it was an event that went beyond the screening conversation format that features our Native American brothers and sisters whose land we occupy. And we have James Pakotas, who's a recent winner of the Native Grammy Award, is our local producer. And he put together an event last year at the Garland where we screened Rumble, Indians Who Rock the World, that amazing documentary. And he brought a drum circle. He brought Native Elder to give a blessing. He brought local musicians to play after the film. It was an extraordinary event. So we are going to do another special event like that. It'll probably be on a Saturday night in July, hopefully downtown or back at the Garland, so we can really stretch the parameters of what film can be in this community.
And so if people are interested in their interest is peaked, where can they find the lineup or more information about films that are going to be announced?
Sometime in the next couple of weeks on the Magic Lantern website will be the full list. They have a tab, Monday Movies, and you just go on there. We're also local producer Olivia Evans. She's placing all the calendar listings everywhere possible. And if one of those films, if you're working on that issue, if anyone in town wants to get involved, you'll be able to get in touch with her and we'll set you up to be part of the screening.
Well, my guest has been Wendy Levy, Executive Director of the Alliance for Media Arts and Culture, which just received a Spokane Arts Grant Award for their Monday Movies series, The Magic Lantern in Spokane. You can find more information about Saga Awards and all of this round's awardees at SpokaneArts.org. Wendy, thanks so much for talking with me.
You bet. Thank you.